Indian court has convicted a Pakistani national over his role in the deadly 2008 Mumbai attacks. The sole surviving gunman, Mohammad Ajmal Kassab, was found guilty of more than 80 charges, including murder, waging war in India and possessing explosives. The attacks killed 174 people, including 9 gunmen. Thailand's Prime Minister has pledged to hold November elections if anti-government protesters accept his reconciliation plan. Abhisit Wichachua made the election offer during a live televised speech in which he set out a plan for national reconciliation. The head of BP says his company will pay the cost of cleaning up the oil spill threatening the coast of the United States. But Tony Hayward insists BP is not responsible for the accident that caused the Gulf of Mexico spill. He says the rig was operated by another company, but BP is responsible for the oil. The Tasmanian opposition will today launch a two-pronged attack on the state's new minority Labor government. It's the first sitting day since Labor and the Greens formed government. The opposition leader, Will Hodgman, says he'll move a no-confidence motion in the government. And British film and stage star Lynn Redgrave has died of breast cancer. She was 67. Lynn Redgrave was nominated for Oscars in 1966 for Georgie Girl and in 1998 for Gods and Monsters. One of the Redgrave acting dynasty, she's the third member of her family to die in the past year.